The Walt Disney Company said this morning it had struck a deal to acquire most of 21st Century Fox, controlled by the Murdoch family. The deal includes Fox's television and movie studios, regional sports networks, and satellite TV properties. The takeover will not include Fox News. NPR's David Folkenflik now brings us the backstory, a deal driven by fear of the digital future, succession questions, and the Murdochs' desire to cash out at the top.
Under the same roof, you'd see a company whose defining figure is Mickey Mouse.
Oh, I'm so excited!
With Fox's Homer Simpson. And Fox's Star Wars with, well, the rest of the Star Wars franchise, held by Disney's Lucasfilms. As Disney girds for a battle royal with new combatants, think Netflix and Amazon and soon Apple for content, Google and Facebook for ads. Robert Iger is Disney's chairman and CEO. He spoke on Good Morning America, the popular news program for Disney's ABC network.
Well, I think it's pretty clear today that consumers want access to entertainment, one, that is high quality, but two, they want access pretty much anywhere, anytime, anyhow.
It's such a big transaction that it's likely to face some serious scrutiny from regulators. The Justice Department filed a legal challenge to the AT&T acquisition of Time Warner, which involves the consolidation of fewer direct competitors. Yet, Iger was sunny about his chances.
This should be viewed as a positive combination from a consumer perspective, and because of that, we think the regulators will, we hope the regulators will look at it kindly.
Disney would add heft to its own planned streaming services, one in entertainment, the other in sports. And it's getting a controlling stake in the streaming service Hulu. From Fox's end, this deal was driven by three things. First, fear. Rupert Murdoch feared that 21st Century Fox was too small to compete in the age of digital on-demand consumption of TV and movies, an amazing statement when you consider the company is worth more than $60 billion.
We're seeing that with the emergence of new companies. Silicon Valley is now beginning to spend tens and tens of billions on entertainment programming. So it makes sense to sort of bulk up the entertainment side so that we've got a company that can go direct to consumer in a sort of big way.
That's Rupert Murdoch himself. Like Iger, he was interviewed by one of his own anchors, in his case, Maria Bartiromo of the Fox Business Network. Murdoch is selling his entertainment and satellite properties that have for long stretches underwritten the news operations through which he often wields great political influence. Murdoch and his sons have now fixed on a plan for what is to be called the new Fox, based on news, sports, and an emphasis of live programming for Fox's broadcast TV network and its two dozen local stations. The second reason is opportunity. With drops in subscribers for cable TV and patrons of conventional movie houses, the Murdochs concluded their assets were at their peak. And third, it would likely resolve those dynastic struggles. At Fox, the struggle has been between two adult Murdoch sons. Lachlan Murdoch is the company's co-chairman. James Murdoch is its CEO. They're brothers, separated by just 2 years, friends and fierce corporate competitors. This could resolve the question of who would succeed their father. Lachlan would stay at Fox, and James may get a role at Disney. Iger has been without a clear successor there. He announced he would extend his Disney tenure through 2021.
James and I will be talking over the next number of months, and he and I will be discussing whether there's a role for him or not at our company.
At the age of 87, Rupert Murdoch appears to be tidying up his accounts. He still holds on to his news and sports enterprises, along with his newspapers in the U.S., the U.K., and Australia under the sister company News Corp. Yet, the sale represents an incredible U-turn. Murdoch's story has been one of almost ceaseless expansion over 6.5 decades, with major holdings on 5 continents. On a big day, the mouse roared, and Fox beat a retreat. David Folkenflik, NPR News.